Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Tuesday, December 20th, 2016. And with me today, I have Michael Johnston from the iOS show. How's it going, Michael?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. And I'm pretty sure this is the first time we've done a show together where I'm the host and you're not.
Yeah, it's nice. I get to relax.
Yeah, you just get to relax. So for those of you that don't know, Michael hosts the iOS show every week, and I do the show with him along with Adam Christensen from the MacCast, and we have a lot of fun. And after all these years, people still listen, which is really awesome. I'll make sure there's a link in the show notes so people can check out the show.
Awesome.
Yeah. And hey, we have a sponsor today, and that sponsor is Eero, the Wi-Fi mesh network product. And I have been playing with Eero for a little while now, and holy crap, the part that took the longest for me in the whole setup process was finding an extra electrical outlet to plug into. Seriously, you know, I unplugged my AirPort Extreme, popped in the first one, and my iPhone set it up really fast. And then I went to take a second one and set it up in another room so that I could have a much broader network area with even coverage throughout my whole place. And I'm ready to go, and I'm like, crap, I'm out of outlets. So that was really the hardest part of the whole thing. And what I found is that the using Eero has been like really cool because it takes care of all of the network issues that I had before, which would be like making sure that I had coverage ever I need it. It does quality of service, which my AirPort Extreme did not do. What that means is that the Eero is watching all the devices on the network and doling out bandwidth appropriately for everything. So you don't have one device that just sucks up your whole network and then nothing else can do anything. So anyhow, it's been like really cool and really easy to set up. And I'm actually really pleased that I switched from an AirPort Extreme over to Eero. Just wonderfully easy to use and great Wi-Fi coverage. It is as close to magic as we can get, I think. So here's the deal. What you need to do is go pick up your own kit before Christmas. And that's because the three-pack, which is regularly $4.99, so that's three Eero units for your whole mesh network. Regularly the $4.99, it's $100 off through December 24th. So you pick it up for $3.99. And when you get to the checkout, select overnight shipping and then enter the promo code TDO. That's TDO. And that's going to get you overnight shipping for free, which is pretty awesome. So, you know, if you order in the next day or two, you'll have this in time to set it up for the Christmas holiday, because nothing says holidays like an amazing, awesome Wi-Fi network. So go check it out, Eero.com. That's Eero.com. $100 off the three pack, and use the promo code TDO to get yourself free overnight shipping. So thank you, Eero, for being our sponsor. All right. So Michael, the reason you are here today with me is because you are one of the lucky few. You are in an elite circle of people that actually was able to get a hold of AirPods on Monday.
Wow, I feel special.
As well you should, because most people were turned away and went home empty-handed or empty-eared, depending on how you want to look at it.
Yeah, I noticed a lot of those people. It was kind of a bummer. There were a few of those. Yeah, so I went to the Apple store in San Luis Obispo at I got there about 8:30 in the morning. They opened at 9, and there were two people in front of me. Both of those people were possibly going to get two if they could, but they were both nice enough to say that, you know, if there are so many people in line that they don't have enough, that you know, they would only take one. And at about 8:45, the line had grown a bit more, and one of the employees came out and said, "Hey, we have five." And so that meant at least I was getting one. The way it worked out is basically the employees had no problem with giving them two, and it was really just three people who got AirPods today.
Oh, wow. So you were, for practical purposes, last in line at the San Luis Obispo store.
Yep.
So you got your AirPods.
I did, yeah.
And you've had time to play with them for a little bit, so fill me in.
So the pairing process is, you know, as seamless as you've probably seen or heard about. You just take it out of the box, you flip open the little lid next to your unlocked phone, and a little panel comes up, and you press connect, and then you're all done. You're connected not just to your phone, but also to your iPad and your watch and your Mac if you're running Sierra. And so there's no more going into Bluetooth settings to switch devices, which is awesome. The way that works is you basically get the AirPods in your little control center list of stuff always.
Okay.
So wherever you are, just select your AirPods from either the pop-up, or if you have the little AirPlay icon in your video thing or in the music player, what have you, you just select it from there and they just start playing.
So pretty much any place in the various interfaces where you can select an audio output, it'll show up and just work.
Yep, exactly. And you get the little battery life indicator in there. You also have the battery status in your widget. One thing I noticed right off the bat is the AirPods were not charged to the same level. So it'll actually split it up. If there's a discrepancy that's large enough, you'll see each individual pod's battery charge. In addition to the battery case, if you have to have one or more pods in the battery case to see the battery case's charge status, because it doesn't have the ability to transmit anything. It's kind of cool. So the pods actually act as a transmitter for the case.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, okay. And I was able to do that while I was on a phone call. So I started the phone call with two AirPods in, and I was asked actually by Adam, you know, what does it look like on the battery case charge? And I just stuck one of the pods in there while I was still on the phone and was able to maintain the call with just the one, and then the battery status of that other AirPod and the case showed up. So it's a pretty darn seamless experience. It's really cool.
Okay, so I've had a few Bluetooth setups that have gone pretty smoothly, but this sounds like it just blows all of them out of the water.
Definitely.
You just open the case and they pair and you're done.
It really is one of those. You remember the old ads with Jeff Goldblum and the old
iMac commercials?
Yeah, there's no step three. It's really like that.
That's really cool.
It's great. Yeah.
Okay. So setup is real easy and you have good feedback. So, you know, the charge on the battery case and each AirPod. What do you think about the sound?
The sound is great. My primary, before these, was the Jaybird, Bluebud X.
Okay.
And those sound pretty good. Those are in-ear headphones, and I have not noticed a marked difference between those and the AirPods. And I haven't done A/B testing or anything like that, but I don't think people will do that. And it's not something that I put in these AirPods and said, "Oh yeah, it's really convenient, but the sound isn't that great." The sound is good, and the volume is actually very good as well. When I went for a run today with them, I felt the volume was max. It was too much. So I cranked it back a bit, and I think I actually max out the Jaybirds now that I think about it.
Okay.
So they're pretty loud and they sound good.
Okay. So adjusting the volume, there's no controls, physical controls on the AirPods. So is it a pain to adjust anything?
Yeah. I'm not gonna pull punches. It's not the best. So what you have available to you is this double tap gesture. So there's no visual sensor or anything like that. It's like accelerometer based. You have to tap it twice and fairly quickly. I've noticed it not triggering every time, and that gesture will bring up Siri by default.
Okay.
And you can, one thing that I noticed about these that is completely different from every single other Bluetooth headset is there are settings in the settings app for these. So if you go in there and check out those settings, you can change that gesture to a play pause if you want, or you can change it to a, you can just turn it off. So I tried the play pause option and realized that it's more convenient to have Siri there and then pause music by pulling out one of the earbuds.
Oh, right, because it knows when the AirPods are in your ear. And so when you pop one of them out, it assumes that you don't want to listen to music in that moment, and it pauses, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but that's the only thing. So you pretty much get two gestures for the price of one. You can double tap to get Siri. It's been hit or miss for me at this point, but I think I'll probably get used to it. And then pulling it out does play a pause. So there's no volume control. There's no forward back. And it's a bit of a bummer, but I have the Apple Watch and that makes it nicer. And of course, you can always reach into your pocket if it's convenient and toggle the volume buttons. But it's not the best. I think Apple did the best that they could with the form factor they chose. As we talked about on the show previously on the iOS show, mm-hmm. I think that if they wanted to keep this form factor and add more gestures or buttons, you'd basically be, jamming them into your ears to press these controls.
Oh, right. So yeah, we talked about that on, last week's iOS show?
Yeah. So I think that the compromise is good. I think people who have the Apple Watch will be in a better situation. Ultimately, it's going to be up to each individual whether that's a big issue or not. And of course you have access to Siri. You can have Siri change the volume, change tracks, change playlists, albums, whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's not a huge deal. You can also rename these, which is pretty cool. You can't rename really any other Bluetooth device. And you can also, you can toggle the automatic ear detection, the thing that will play or pause when you pull it out. If you do pull it out, it'll pause, but if you put it back in, it will then continue playing, which is neat. And then because each has a microphone, you can have it automatically switch between the two, or you can have it do a preference to the right or the left, although I don't know why you would want to do that. But that's an option. And so battery life has seemed to be pretty good. It charges very quickly in the case. One surprising thing I noticed is that talking on the phone actually consumes battery life maybe twice as fast as listening to music.
Huh. Okay. That seems kind of weird. Apple's doing a power conservation thing where the headphones go into a receive only mode.
Yeah, I'm not sure. One thing I did notice, though, when I called Adam Christensen this morning, he didn't realize I was on the AirPods when I was talking to him.
Oh, no
kidding. He was kind of surprised when I told him. He's like, oh, I thought you were just on your phone. So the call quality is evidently very good.
Okay, so good microphones. And the
signal's also really good, too.
Okay.
So you can get far away with these things.
Okay. So, you can leave your iPhone sitting on the counter and roam around your place and still do phone calls.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
That's cool. All right. So the noise canceling. I'm assuming if Adam didn't realize you were on the AirPods, that noise canceling must be pretty good.
I would guess there's some kind of noise canceling. It may be more attributable to the beam forming, the mics, whatever magic is in there. I was actually preparing breakfast when I was talking to him, and I asked him a couple different times, you know, hey, can you hear this? Can you hear that? I was running the sink and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. He couldn't really hear it too much, except when I was like loudly crinkling bags. So it is pretty nice in that respect.
All right. So are they comfortable?
So, yeah, I might have been lying to myself before I got these that the ear pods fit in my ears, because I guess what happens with most people where the ear pods, they fit, but they will pop out from time to time. That's because of the weight of the wire. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So they barely fit in my ears, the ear pods too. And the wires really make it a pain. So if I'm sitting and not doing too much, and maybe every once in a while get up to, you know, do something that's not moving my head around too much, the ear pods would probably stay in my ears. So with the AirPods, it's a much better situation. So if your ears were not great, but it sort of worked, you'll probably be in a good situation. So I went for a run with these. Uh-huh. It wasn't the best experience. I did have to keep adjusting them to keep them in my ears. And so I did a test before I went out, and it was, you know, running in place kind of vigorously and moving my head a lot more than I would. And what I learned is they stay in my ear, but they gradually work their way out. They don't just suddenly pop out. So it's one of those things where it's not just going to immediately eject out of your ear. You're going to know that it's loosening slowly. And so I think you'll have enough time to adjust them. But for, I think, a majority of the people who ear pods do fit, mm-hmm, in your ears, you'll be solid with these. It's only an improvement with the AirPods because you don't have that cord.
Okay. So someone like me who's never found any model of Apple's earbuds to be comfortable, I still may not like the fit of the AirPods.
Okay, so is it an issue of comfort or staying in?
Comfort. They just don't feel comfortable in my head.
So you can barely tell these things are in.
Interesting. Okay, because it's the ear pods and the earbuds before that were always really uncomfortable. I could tell they were in my ears, and it felt like I was they were wedged in a weird position and just weren't comfortable. So maybe I should go to the Apple store and try a pair on for fit.
Yeah, I would definitely try them. Yeah, I think that the fit on these it's only an improvement over the previous ones.
Okay.
As far as the shape goes, it's not really a different shape, so it's probably not going to accommodate your ear better. But, you know, like I said, if it's something where it either somewhat fits or definitely fits and it's just not comfortable, you'll probably end up with a better experience. And so I'd say it's definitely worth a try.
All right. So I'll try them in the store. And it could be that the reason Apple's other headphone products have been uncomfortable for me was because of the pull of the cord.
Yeah, I think that's a really big part of it.
All right. So we are almost out of time. Do you have anything else that you want to add for the AirPods?
Yeah. So the one big disappointment was on the Apple TV. So for whatever reason, the Apple TV was not included in the magic list of iCloud devices that the AirPod adds them to. Mm-hmm. So, and you can use these with any Bluetooth transmitter, so Android phone, that sort of thing, and the Apple TV. You just have to do the manual Bluetooth pairing process. So with the Apple TV, you don't have them magically appear in your source list. You have to do the same old Bluetooth dance where you go into the Bluetooth settings and connect that way.
All right. And on Apple TV, I found Bluetooth pairing to be mildly annoying just because there's so many clicks.
And it's not one of those things that I do very often, so it's not a huge deal for me, but it was a bit of a disappointment. But
now, have you had a chance to watch video on Apple TV using the AirPods? And where I'm going with this, could you detect latency?
No. Honestly, so that's been one of those things I've seen asked a lot. And I've used Bluetooth earbuds for years with my Apple products, and I've never had an issue with delay between video and hearing it. I think macOS and iOS have really good protocols. Whatever they do, it's always worked great for me. I've never had an issue with delay, and the AirPods are no exception. They work perfectly for watching video, and that's maybe half of what I do with my wireless earbuds, honestly. So yeah, no problem.
Cool. All right, well, we're out of time, so we have to wrap up. Michael, thank you so much for joining me today.
For sure. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, this is really cool, and it was cool to get to flip the control for a little while and let you just kind of sit back and talk, which is usually what I get to do.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, I totally get why. There's a reason, there's many reasons why the iOS show is so much fun for me. But one of them is because you have to take care of all of the post-production, and I don't. Anyhow, thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely.
And Eero, thank you for being our sponsor. Head over to their website, Eero.com. That's Eero.com. And pick up a 3-pack of Eero base stations so that you can build out your whole Wi-Fi mesh network and cover your entire place. It's so good that it made even me happy to retire my Airport Extreme base station that I have loved for so long. They're $100 off right now, so $399 instead of $499, and then use the code TDO when you select overnight shipping, and it's going to get shipped to you for free. Also, just last night, Eero released an update to their iPhone app, so you can see more information about the devices that are connected to your network, which is actually really handy. So head over to their website, Eero.com, and pick up your kit today. Listeners, thank you for joining us, and we'll see everyone again tomorrow.